Hey, this is Swoopy, and you're listening to Skepticality for Tuesday, October 4th, 2005. It's another episode of Skepticality, featuring what you've all been waiting for, the announcement of our iPod contest winner. I know, I've been waffling. You've all been extremely patient. Thank you for waiting for the announcement. We did actually have it all lined up, but the details of which were somewhat obscured for me, and I had to dig through all the stuff and find all the everything and talk to the pickle man and get everything all squared away. So thanks for hanging in there. I know it's been about a month overdue, so we'll get right to that. But first, I think we should have some Skepticality news. This is your Skepticality news for Tuesday, October 3rd, 2005. So if you want to run your own world. More than 15,000 people worldwide took part in the interactive Power Play game in which players were invited to choose a team of 11 people to run their world. A list of around 100 of the most powerful leaders, thinkers, and other high-profile people on the planet. I don't think I was on that list. Michael Dean Grandy was on that list either, but he totally should have been. Or Michael Shermer, or just about anybody you put on Skepticality. They should have all been on that list, and I didn't see them there, so I'm a little dubious about this list. In the number one spot, Nelson Mandela. The second choice, former U.S. President Bill Clinton. The winning 11 were exclusively male, with Burmese opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi, the highest-ranking woman, at 13th. Hillary Clinton was the next most popular woman at 16th. Entrepreneurs featured prominently in the selection. Microsoft head Bill Gates, Apple chief Steve Jobs, and Virgin boss Richard Branson all made the final 11, as did stock market billionaire and philanthropist George Soros. Players also placed emphasis on the need for financial probity. U.S. Federal Reserve boss Alan Greenspan made the list at number 5. And two religious leaders, both associated with challenges to dominate authority, found a place in the winning lineup, the Dalai Lama in 3rd and Archbishop Desmond Tutu in 8th. Pope Benedict came in 28th. Perhaps the biggest surprise was the success of American linguist and political activist Noam Chomsky, who came 4th. Another outspoken American, Michael Moore, was 15th. Derek's not sure to rave about that, but I'll tell you right now that Derek would think that's inappropriate, to say the least. Other placings included Osama bin Laden at 70th and Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling, who was 49th. Serving politicians were generally absent from the winning list. British Prime Minister Tony Blair nearly missed out, coming in 12th. U.S. President George W. Bush placed 43rd, ranking below two of his fiercest adversaries on the world stage, Fidel Castro, who was 36th, and Hugo Chavez, who was 33rd. And UN General Secretary Kofi Annan just made the fantasy world elite in 11th place. A range of sports and entertainment celebrities were on offer, but few ended up in higher places. UT frontman Bono came in at 14th, while Pele was the highest scoring sportsman at 25th. Footballer David Beckham limped in at 72, cutting no 5 places below him. Jennifer Lopez was almost rock bottom in 92nd place. The game model on the hugely popular fantasy football world runner part of the BBC's Who Runs Your World season, which explores where power lies in the 21st century. More than half of the votes came from users in the United States. Users were required to pick at least one from each list of leaders, thinkers, and economists, and had a free choice of any other 8, including the option of selecting wild cards from areas such as sports, politics, art, and design. The top 11 are as follows: Nelson Mandela, Bill Clinton, the Dalai Lama, Noam Chomsky, Alan Greenspan, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, Richard Branson, George Soros, and Kofi Annan. Brothers fined for keeping pet goats. The village council in eastern India has fined two brothers for keeping a pet goat. Iswar and Haritada Mamu of Akshapar in West Bengal were accused of owning a ghost after one of their wives died. An exorcist summoned by the villagers claimed the brother's pet ghost was, quote, responsible for a recent outbreak of disease in the locality, unquote. Village elders said the brothers were bringing evil to the village and fined them the equivalent of $603 U.S., reports the Deccan Chronicle. The paper reports also that the brothers had to mortgage their agricultural land to raise the money to pay the fine. So now they're squeezing everything unless they can pay the money back within 2 months. District Magistrate Mukul Sarkar said, "I will immediately inquire into the matter, and if there's any truth to it, the district administration will take the necessary action." So, unless you can afford to find for ghost keeping and evil causing, you better, you know, either keep those ghosts in the closet or just don't tell anybody, because apparently it's expensive. And finally, in timely news, Simp finally quits smoking. I honestly can't remember if I read the news story about the Simp in China Zoo that had developed a smoking habit. I had plans to, and so if it never made it, I apologize, but it was sent to me by a wonderful listener. She wanted to let me know that this monkey had developed a horrendous habit of smoking, and I guess it was the way that the monkey was dealing with stress and grieving. And now I have read the report that the Simp has quit. The Simp at the zoo in China has finally managed to quit smoking after 16 years. Former chain smoker Ai Ai quit within 4 weeks by cutting down step by step. Keepers at Qingying Safari Park in Shaanxi Province decided to help the chain quit after her health began deteriorating. The method tried by handlers to divert the 27-year-old chain's attention from cigarettes included a walk after breakfast, music sessions after lunch, and gym after dinner. One zookeeper said she served fried dishes and dumplings at every meal alongside her usual diet of milk, banana, and rice. So she was like, when humans quit smoking and losing weight, I would assume that this chain came to have the same problem. I also put earphones on her so that she could enjoy some pop music from my walkman. In the first few days, she squealed for cigarettes, but every now and then, as her life becomes more colorful, she gradually forgot about them altogether. I the chain started smoking cigarettes given to her by visitors to the zoo shortly after her first male companion died in 1989. She took to chain smoking in 1997 out of loneliness and grief when her second companion died and a daughter was moved to another zoo. Sad but happy, apparently.
That UFO hovering over your house getting annoying? The impending apocalypse got you down? Did your horoscope tell you it's your unlucky day? Well, don't worry. Skepticality is here to remind you that sanity is only an off switch away. Skeptical discussion, rational thought, and odd but interesting news all here at www.skepticality.com.
New Age spiritualists say all things have auras. You know, those covered outlines emanating from the surface of people, amoebas, and even cow pies. I'm Tim Cameron. You and your aura next on A Skeptic Moment.
A Skeptic Moment.
Some people say they can see auras, those covered outlines emanating from the surface of objects. They say auras reflect a supernatural energy field or life force that permeates all things. Sorry, only certain people with special psychic powers can see them. Those that see auras say each color has a different meaning. The trouble is, no one seems to agree on what each color means. Auras cannot be tested using scientific equipment because the equipment cannot detect auras. Never mind the fact that the equipment can measure any energy and obviousness. Some people may be seeing auras, but it's most likely due to retinal fatigue, like when you stare at those posters that have those detailed patterns. After a while, you start seeing auras. With A Skeptic Moment, I'm Tim Cameron.
SkepticMoment.com.
So I am here for one reason and one reason only. Well, two. Two reasons and two reasons only. Number one, because it's finally time to hear the iPod giveaway winner. On the month party, there is no excuse. Well, actually, there's a whole bunch, and they're really good ones, especially the one about the bat cave eating all the little sticks of paper with your email addresses on them for the completely random drawing that I was going to do. And so he ate them, and then I had to wait for his digestion to work and go see what I could salvage. Okay, that's a lie, because paper is fiber, and there's no way I could figure out what any of the names were in that mess, so I didn't really do that. Thanks to our friends over at podcastpickle.com who helped us fund this little adventure, and thanks to all of you who entered our contest and gave us some excellent information about who you all are, how you listen to us, and all of that good stuff. It was top secret information that will probably be used against you at some point. I would be highly skeptical of people like Derek and myself collecting personal information about you. So you might want to change your name at this point. So without further ado, I'm going to have a special guest announcer let you know who the winner is. From the Sonicy Podcast, and a good friend of mine, please welcome the zombie formerly known as Bob. I really appreciate this, Bob. I know it's a busy time of year for you, what with Halloween coming up and all. You're right, Bob. Let's not keep our listeners in suspense. They've been patiently waiting for a month now. So please announce the winner of the shiny new iPod. Wow. Congratulations, Elliot Gracer. Elliot has been notified by email that he is the winner. If you're listening, Elliot, congratulations. That's true, Bob. There are t-shirts for five more listeners. Lace Preston, Adam C. McCalmont, Christoph Freetag, Daryl Spitzer, and Bonnie Mims are Skepticality t-shirt winners. Listeners have been notified also through the email address that they're concerned with. Please don't forget when you reply to let us know what size t-shirt you want. If you didn't win anything, and that's a lot of you, including me, or Bob. Sorry, Bob. Don't fret. You can get your own Skepticality t-shirt by clicking on Buy Some Skepticality on our website. Of course, those t-shirts aren't free, but pretty close. You don't put any markup on them, just what Cafe Press charges for the shirt and the shipping. So if you're dying for a t-shirt... Oh, sorry, Bob. That was insensitive. You can get one through our website at skepticality.com. So congratulations to the winners. The email notifying you was sent out just after the podcast was posted. We didn't want people shouting, "Hip hooray, I won," in the forums before everyone got a chance to hear the show. You can, of course, now gloat all you want to. I also just quickly wanted to mention that Skepticality got another cool honor recently. The current issue of Creative Loafing, which is a What's Happening type publication for the Atlanta Metro and surrounding areas, named Skepticality Atlanta's Best Local Podcast. So we were thrilled about that. Best as in best because we rock, and local as in we live here, not because our podcast is about local things. That was very cool, and thank you to the folks at Creative Loafing. They have their own podcast, and they still pick us. You can be looking for more Skepticality in the coming weeks. We have guest host Fraser King from Universe Today, as well as many other goodies, and a long-promised interview that just did with noted author, skeptic, and Aussie, Lynn Keller. Thanks for sticking with us through the tough times, and it looks like it's only going to get better. So this is Fraser, and I'll see you later.
Join our discussion forums at www.skepticality.com. Leave feedback by email at feedback@skepticality.com or by phone at area code 206-888-HOAX.